You're listening to SBS News.
The World Health Organization is at odds with China over research into coronavirus origins. The international scientists dispatched to China by the WHO say the search has stalled and warned that the window of opportunity for solving the mystery is closing fast. The WHO COVID-19 technical lead, Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, issued this message to China regarding those investigations into the origins of the pandemic.
So again, we want the origins work to remain scientific, transparent, urgent, and inclusive. So we are also in agreement about the urgency to continue those studies in China. We would have to ask them specifically what those studies are, and we look forward to the results of those.
China, the United States, and the WHO are entangled in a feud that centers around whether the virus that causes COVID-19 was leaked from a lab in the city of Wuhan or was transmitted from an animal. In the last 24 hours, a United States intelligence report and review proved inconclusive about the virus's origin. In May, President Joe Biden ordered US intelligence officials to investigate the origins of the pandemic and report back within 90 days. The report failed to definitively conclude whether the virus had jumped to humans via animals or emerged from a laboratory accident. At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the conclusions of the intelligence review remain classified for now, and an unclassified version will soon be released to the public.
It was a classified briefing, so of course that's not information we would provide publicly. Because of the prioritization we've given to this and the importance of this information for the public, the intelligence community has been simultaneously working on an unclassified version of a summary version to provide publicly. I don't have a timeline for you on when that will be provided, but they've been working expeditiously to prepare that, and we have also been doing classified briefings. But until that unclassified version is available, I won't be able to provide any more details of the assessment. I can assure you the president wants to get to the bottom of the root causes of COVID-19.
The report says a likely scenario is the virus was transmitted from bats to another animal that then infected humans. China responded by lashing out at the report. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin questioned Washington's motives.
The US government's so-called virus tracing report by the intelligence community is not intended to find the truth about the origin of the new coronavirus, nor can it be a scientific report based on facts and scientific methods. It's simply aiming to shift the US responsibility for its failure in fighting the epidemic and to shift blame onto China. Such a political report attempting to frame China certainly cannot reach any scientific conclusions on the origin of the virus and will only interfere with and undermine international virus tracing efforts and global cooperation in fighting the virus.
WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says all hypotheses are on the table and warrant complete and further studies. In an overnight press briefing, Dr. Tedros also revealed some new global coronavirus figures.
After increasing for nearly 2 months, the global number of COVID-19 cases and deaths was stable last week. It's stable at a very high level, more than 4.5 million cases and 68,000 deaths.
He also provided a new perspective on the benefits and safety of a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot, warning it is inconclusive at this stage.
On the boosters, first of all, it's not conclusive in terms of its benefits. And also, we don't know if it's safe. When some countries afford to have a booster and others are not even vaccinating the first and second round, it's a moral issue. It's like saying, okay, you have a life jacket and you're adding one another one while others don't have a single life jacket.
To Afghanistan, and representatives from three international NGOs are advocating for additional financial resources and access to COVID-19 vaccines to support the humanitarian response on the ground. Vicky Akin from the International Rescue Committee outlines the challenges in tackling COVID-19 in Afghanistan.
There's no death registry, so we can't say how many people have died of COVID. I do know that four of my own staff have died of COVID. I do know that Afghanistan only has enough vaccine for 9% of the population. I do know that in this current regime, if women are forced to stay at home and not access healthcare, that could be highly problematic, particularly when it comes to COVID. We do know that gender-based violence has increased dramatically since COVID started.
Delivering another blow to what's left of former Governor Andrew Cuomo's legacy, New York's new governor acknowledged on her first day in office that the state has had nearly 12,000 more deaths from COVID-19 than Mr. Cuomo had informed the public. In its first daily update, Kathy Hochul's office reported that nearly 55,400 people have died of coronavirus in New York based on death certificate data submitted to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's up from about 43,400 that Mr. Cuomo reported to the public as of Monday, which was his last day in office. And finally to Japan.
The number of newly infected coronavirus cases has been surging to a record high level, especially in the central part of Japan. Almost all regions in Japan have seen a surge in infection cases at an unprecedented level.
Japan has expanded its coronavirus state of emergency for a second week in a row, adding 8 more prefectures as a surge in infections fueled by the Delta variant strains the country's health system. The government last week extended the state of emergency until the 12th of September. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.